So, maintaining minty fresh breath naturally. My adventures in toothpaste have not been fun. I made my own last year, and I was a teacher for Kalina, and we made some for class, and in both cases, they were really abrasive and tasted foul. Even with adding, like, peppermint extracts. I just... Yeah. It was not a pleasant experience. So this summer, actually, when I was at the Vernon Farmer's Market in the Okanagan, I found a lady who made more natural toothpaste. It's bentonite clay base, and then she also adds calcium carbonate, organic coconut oil, chlorophyll, Okanagan propolis, BC sea salt, essential oils of spearmint, wintergreen, clove, and tea tree. So that one I just gave up on making for myself for now. I may eventually try making my own version of this, but this way I at least can actually brush my teeth and not feel like I'm shredding my mouth. So if any of you have had success in making your own toothpaste, please let me know.
Coconut oil with a bit of coconut flour.
Oh.
I would recommend putting peppermint extract in there now, but I've been using it for about a month, and it's fantastic.
That would probably be better than baking soda, and I just didn't mend up and not get
along. You never had that breath.
I
know. I get pretty close to you.
The other thing is I ditched mouthwash and I started doing oil pulling and have actually noticed my teeth being whiter. Yeah, it sounds really weird, but basically I take a mouthful of coconut oil, swish it around for about 20 minutes. You don't want to do it more than that because otherwise you start reabsorbing all the crap you're trying to pull out of your mouth. Then spit it out and rinse your mouth out and brush your teeth, and it's like the cleanest and healthiest and everything in my mouth has felt. I've read lots and lots of articles on how other people have seen this dramatically affect other healthy issues, if they're asthmatic, if they... some people see just doing oil pulling in their mouth actually helping clear up their skin, chronic issues. I think one article was either even raving about how it decreased the symptoms of her arthritis. Like, yeah. It's an amazing thing.
So the coconut oil is always quite solid. Yeah. Is that a different version of coconut
oil? No, it melts once you put it in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Coconut oil is solid room temperature.
Yeah, 24 degrees and lower solid degrees for milk. So yeah, just kind of scoop out of the blob.
So you do this 20 minutes every day?
Not every day. Most days. But I remember. Usually do other things while I'm doing this, or occasionally
okay.
Just sit there and think, or have the oil in my mouth and doing the face cleanse at the same time, whatever. You can do it for less time, but 20 minutes seems to be the optimal. Apparently this method's been around for ages in various traditional cultures. It doesn't have to be coconut oil, though that does seem to be the most successful one, and it is slightly antibacterial, so it does help with all that craziness in your mouth, but it doesn't kill all the good bacteria. This is another one I've had an interesting adventure in, so I apologize to all of you who have been close to me. Banishing BO naturally. It can be interesting. This may fall into the realm of too much information, but Fiorence and I have never gotten along. So I made one last year. It worked great, and then I went to Cuba, and I wasn't sure about taking all my homemade products through customs, so I just didn't bring them. I brought, like, friendly store-bought versions. Then I came back and I made a version of it that had probiotics in it to make it work even better. And it turns out my skin sensitivity has changed, so it didn't actually work for me. But basically those two are like cacao or shea butter, coconut oil, baking soda, and arrowroot with some scent added to it, and then the other one has probiotics added to it. Works for a lot of people. My skin's just getting sensitive. So, how many of you are familiar with milk of magnesia? Yeah, so that stuff that you use in your stomach? Great deodorant, actually. Just like dab a little bit on your fingers and under each arm, and you're good to go for the whole day.
Sorry, what?
Oh, yeah.
Milk of magnesia.
Milk of magnesia.
Yeah, like Philips.
You can buy it at, like,
Drugstores.
I bought mine at Superstore. I have the Superstore no name brand. The
Can you spell that?
What does it look like?
It usually comes in a blue bottle.
M A G N E S I A.
Oh,
sorry.
My brain is making a different word. But
between my nose and my throat right now, some words aren't coming out in there. So
sorry about that.
But yeah, I would go for the non-flavored brands because they tend to have some funky stuff in there that might irritate you. But it's ridiculously cheap. Shake the bottle first just to mix it up. But yeah, I actually don't know if I've ever found anything so effective for me personally. I mean, everybody's different, so you have to experiment and see what works for yours. But if you're trying to figure something out, it's worth a try. Next section I can have was looking pretty. I've started to experiment with makeup, but I haven't gotten very far yet. So far it's mostly been unsuccessful. Tried making mascara by using activated charcoal and a bit of oil. Turns out that melted all over my face. Not typically the look you're going for. Luckily, this is not at the wedding. Yeah. But I've Reland and some other people I've talked to have suggested adding some bentonite clay in there, and then it hardens once you put it on. So that's going to be my next experiment. The eyeshadow and eyeliner I'm wearing right now is made from cinnamon, cocoa powder, arrowroot, and a little bit of activated charcoal. The eyeliner is just activated charcoal and a little bit of oil. And the bronzer as well is just the same mixture. I think it's just with a different ratio. So, but like I said, the mascara didn't work and I haven't had the energy to try it again. So the mascara's a lot. But, yeah, just use a little bit of arrowroot powder if I want it lighter, if I want, like, I have different shades mixed up. It works pretty well. And you smell good. You have the vague aroma of cinnamon and chocolate throughout the day. It's not like
some for me.
And then another thing that I've kind of been experimenting with, and I think is something that's super easy, and yet all of us tend to get store-bought versions of this, is moisturizer. I know Dittmar was a big fan of the stuff I made last year, so I have the recipe for that in here again. But the other thing is, if you don't want to go through all the steps of making a fancy moisturizer, because I tried making it again and it didn't work quite as well. But the other thing, I just usually use whatever oil happens to be nearest to me at whatever point of time. I'm weird and I have random containers of oils throughout my apartment. So whichever one I have to find first. So I usually use like either coconut oil, or almond oil, a little bit of vitamin E, whatever. If you just put that on, it works great. Like coconut oil, just scoop a little bit out when it's hard, it'll melt on your face as you're rubbing it around. Some people debate that that'll clog your pores or not, but pretty much any of these, like, just if you need a moisturizer, put oil on. Have you ever looked at the ingredients on store-bought moisturizer? They're very counterintuitive. One, there's way too many chemicals. Two, have you ever tried to buy store-bought moisturizer without the drying alcohols in it? It's almost impossible to find. When my aunt was going through chemo, we were trying to find some for her. And I think we finally found one brand name. This was before I knew about making it. But it was an insane search trying to find and reading all the ingredients on there, meaning I want to put that stuff on my body before I was interested in this. Yeah, I've probably been talking for too long, but I'll just give you a teaser for other sections I'm looking at for Kula. Why your house should be covered with food. You are what you eat. Who do you want to be? Food as medicine. Main ones. And then, as part of my reflection, I'm going to be interspersing. Like I said, for those of you who are Facebook friends with me, might notice that I post obnoxiously often with random, like, phrases or health tips or whatever. In fact, I was wishing one of my friends a happy birthday this week, and her response was, "You have great traditional medicine links on your page." And I was like, "I'm glad you're having a good birthday." Okay. But yeah, so it's just interesting, and so I'm going to kind of interest with that. And so when it gets sent around, if you want to check that out if you want to try making any of your own stuff. Or, I don't know if we have time for this, but if any of you have stuff you want to share that you've done in the same way.
I use coconut oil as a lotion.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Great.